Amazon controls roughly half its market by selling books at a discount. Lower prices are good for the consumer, but if they're too low, they'll drive the suppliers out of business. In this case, that's writers who find it increasingly hard to make a living. Book prices have plummeted, royalty checks have shrunk, and copyright has been challenged. The digital world has eroded writers' compensation. Writers of software are paid handsomely, but writers of words are not. They provide valuable content for big tech companies, but they receive little in return. Amazon depends on books, but it relentlessly squeezes their creators. The online forum Huffington Post, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, pays many of its writers nothing. Writers need protection. They provide an essential service. Only writers can write. They deserve fair pay, but they're being exploited. Other countries offer them protection. In France and Germany, it's illegal to discount books. Those governments understand the value of writers and protect their work. Our government could do that. Our free market system is actually regulated by subsidies, copyright, minimum wage, and antitrust laws that protect all sorts of things. Our government could use our regulations to protect our writers. Why would we do that? Because writing is at the center of our intellectual life. It's essential to our culture. Writers have always borne witness. They've recorded society and politics, science and art and romance, and all the huge, messy drama of being alive. Without writers, we wouldn't know our history as a human race or the history of our planet. Writers have always borne witness, whether they've had to memorize their work like the blind poet Homer, or copy it secretly like the Samizdat writers under communism. Writing is the way we think. It's the vehicle for our ideas and our beliefs. It provides our narratives. It documents our scientific inquiry and chronicles our emotional lives. A nation without writers is a nation without a voice, a nation whose soul has been silenced. The true value of books is greater than anything an algorithm can measure. The written word was the delivery system of ideas for thousands of years before the rise of the digital world. We still need the written word. We still need books. We will always need writers.